Back at Pinnacle Bank Arena, Kent Pavelka with you. 33-31 Nebraska at halftime, leading Penn State. And it's our pleasure to welcome in you, President Hank Bounds, who's joining us at halftime to talk about the latest and greatest at the University of Nebraska. Before we do that, though, your thoughts on this first half?
Well, you know, I think we're playing hard. We seem to be just a little bit off in some of our shooting. And, of course, Penn State has a really good defense. And so, I think we're a really good basketball team. As we were talking, we just need a run.
Yeah.
We need a little confidence-building run.
You know, you could take over for Jake here in the second half, maybe.
Well, you know, I would be way out of my league, Kent.
You did that so well. Well, tell us a little bit about what's going on here in the new year.
Well, first of all, Happy New Year to you and all of our all Husker fans out there. It's first week of school. It's always fun to have our 52,000 students and faculty and staff back on campus. It's been a great first week, and it's one of the funnest times of the year, the beginning of each semester and then graduation. And so it's been a really fun week, and I was excited to see so many smiling faces.
It's amazing, that stat. Things have changed in 48 years. There weren't 52,000 here when
no,
I was in school.
No, there weren't. Well, you know, and then our friends in the legislature are back in session. They started yesterday. And excited to have them back, excited to work on a plan for Nebraska's future, to have the opportunity to talk about economic growth and prosperity. As you know, Kent, we are really focused on being an affordable, providing high-quality education to the sons and daughters of farmers and ranchers and others across the state. We know that senators have their work cut out for them. We're still not out of the woods in terms of the economic challenges that we face, but we're lucky that in Nebraska, this state has always made funding higher education a priority. And, you know, I'm excited that we're going to continue that tradition. And I'm pleased that we're having conversations about how we meet the workforce needs of Nebraska businesses.
You mentioned higher education being a priority. I heard the announcement earlier this week about some new scholarships for college students funded by the state.
Yeah, so the governor has recommended scholarships at all levels of higher education in the state. It's a small step, but it's the right step. Ken, as I travel this state, I often speak to business leaders, and they tell me, Hank, we need three things from the university. Number one is workforce. Number two is workforce. And then they, in case you're not listening to me, number three is workforce. And so, you know, we're focused on building the workforce so Nebraska can be prosperous into the future. We clearly have a workforce challenge, particularly in areas like engineering, healthcare, computer information systems. This won't solve all of our issues, but at least we are headed in the right direction.
That's great. School's back in session, and things looking up. Any other thoughts before we let you go here?
Well, you know, I'm excited about the year. It's I'm like a kid in a candy store when it comes to the first week of school. I love to walk across campus and see smiling faces. I've shared with you before. I was one of those kids that never thought that I would have the opportunity to go to college. And so the fact that I'm leading one of America's great public universities really speaks to the transformative power of higher education. And, you know, that's what many of us at the university do. We wake up every day thinking about how we get young people across the finish line and help them to access the American dream.
Wonderful. And a little basketball mixed in.
And a little basketball that doesn't hurt a thing.
Thanks, Hank. Appreciate it very much.
You bet.
Thanks to University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds for joining us at halftime, where Nebraska leads Penn State 33-31. And coming up next is Josh Hilkeman with our halftime major college scoreboard. This is Big Red Basketball.